welcome to the CoreCast. I'm your host, Chris Harris, and I'm a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor with over 18 years of experience working with my clients to improve their physical and mental health to improve their overall well-being. In this week's episode, we're going to be taking a look at mental health and overcoming the stigma that often surrounds it. Mental health is a crucial aspect of overall well-being, yet it remains a topic shrouded in stigma and misunderstanding. As we observe Mental Health Awareness in May, it's imperative to shed light on the current state of mental health and the importance of collective efforts to address this pressing issue. This episode aims to explore the significance of mental health awareness, present current statistics related to mental health, and the interconnectedness between physical and mental health, also emphasizing the need for compassionate and supportive society to help. We will discuss how understanding, empathy, and collective action can pave the way towards better mental well-being for all. Join us as we break down stigma, share valuable information, and highlight key resources. As we mentioned before, May is recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month in the United States, and this has been observed since 1949. During this month, various activities, media campaigns, local events, and film screenings take place to raise awareness about mental health and reduce stigma. Organizations like the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, actively participate in this movement, advocating for policies that prioritize the well-being of individuals and families affected by mental illness. This year, NAMI's Take the Moment campaign encourages open dialogues, empathy, and understanding. It spotlights NAMI's signature programs and emphasizes the importance of destigmatizing mental health by normalizing self-care without guilt or shame. By promoting understanding, empathy, and inclusivity, we create a more compassionate and supportive society for everyone during Mental Health Awareness Month and beyond. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 1 in 4 people worldwide will experience a mental health disorder at some point in their lives. Depression, anxiety disorders, and substance abuse are among the most common mental health conditions affecting individuals globally. The burden of mental health issues extends beyond the individual, often impacting families, communities, and economies. In the United States, mental health disorders are prevalent and require urgent attention. Nearly 20% of adults experienced a mental illness in 2020, with anxiety and depression being the most common. Suicide rates have been steadily rising and is now the second leading cause of death among individuals aged 10 to 34. The COVID-19 pandemic has further exacerbated mental health challenges, with increased rates of stress, anxiety, and depression reported. Mental health awareness plays a crucial role in combating stigma, encouraging early intervention, and promoting overall well-being. Increased awareness helps individuals recognize the signs and symptoms of mental health conditions, fostering a supportive environment for seeking help. By prioritizing mental health, we can reduce the societal and economic burden associated with untreated mental health issues. Educational initiatives are essential for dispelling the misconceptions and providing accurate information about mental health. Schools and workplaces should implement mental health programs that promote emotional well-being, resilience, and provide access to resources. Creating safe spaces for open dialogue and providing support systems can empower individuals to seek help without fear of judgment. Let's talk about some of the misconceptions about mental illness. There are several misconceptions that persist in society. For example, 1, people with mental illness are more dangerous than the general population. And this is a myth. This belief suggests that individuals with mental illness pose a greater risk of violence. Fact, in reality, those suffering from severe mental illness are more likely to be victims of violence rather than perpetrators. Mental illness alone does not make someone dangerous. 2, people with mental illness are weak. And that's a myth. Some assume that mental illness indicates weakness or lack of resilience. In fact, mental illness is caused by various factors, including genetics, environment, and brain chemistry. It is not an indication of weakness. Many individuals with mental health conditions exhibit extraordinary bravery as they manage their struggles. 3, people with mental illness are making it up. That's a myth. Some people believe that mental illness is a choice or attention-seeking behavior, when in fact, mental illness is a biological phenomenon influenced by genetics, brain chemistry, and traumatic events. No one chooses to be mentally ill. It is a challenging struggle that many would rather avoid if given the choice. Number 4, mental illness can be fixed in the exact same way medical conditions are. And this is a myth. This misconception assumes that mental health issues can be cured like physical illnesses, when in fact, mental illness requires a different approach. Treatment involves counseling, support groups, psychiatric care, and medications. It is a process that may take months, years, or a lifetime. Remember, understanding and dispelling these myths is essential for promoting empathy and supporting those affected by mental health conditions. Let's discuss the stigma that is pervasive surrounding mental illness. Stigma surrounding mental illness is a pervasive issue that affects individuals, families, and communities. Let's delve into this topic in more detail. Stigma involves negative attitudes or discrimination against someone who is based on distinguishing characteristics such as mental illness, health condition, or disability. In the context of mental health, stigma refers to the societal disapproval or shame placed upon people who live with mental illnesses or seek help from emotional distress. Unfortunately, negative beliefs about mental illness persist, leading to stereotypes, prejudice, and discrimination. A 2022 national poll conducted by the American Psychiatric Association found that mental health stigma remains a major challenge in the workplace. Approximately 48% of workers reported being able to discuss mental health openly with their supervisors, and this is down from 56% in 2021 and 62% in 2020. According to the Mental Health Foundation, nearly 9 out of 10 people with a mental illness feel that stigma and discrimination negatively impact their lives. In the UK, over half, or 56% of respondents experiencing mental health illness still feel ashamed despite the belief that stigma has decreased over the last 5 years. There's some different types of stigma that we're going to discuss next. First is public stigma. This type of stigma involves negative or discriminatory attitudes that others may hold about mental illness. People with mental health conditions are often perceived as dangerous, incompetent, or to blame for their disorder. These stereotypes can lead to discrimination in various aspects of life, including employment, housing, and healthcare. Number 2 is self-stigma. Self-stigma refers to the negative attitudes that individuals with mental illness may internalize about their own condition. Shame and feelings of inadequacy can prevent them from seeking help or fully participating in society. And number 3 is structural stigma. Structural stigma is systemic and involves policies or practices that unintentionally limit opportunities for people with mental illnesses. Examples include inadequate funding for mental health research and fewer mental health services compared to other healthcare areas. Let's talk more about some specific examples of public stigma, self-stigma, and structural stigma related to mental health. An example of public stigma is often portraying individuals' mental illness as dangerous or violent. For instance, movies and TV shows may depict characters with schizophrenia as unpredictable and prone to violence. This stereotype perpetuates fear and discrimination, leading to social exclusion and limited opportunities for those living with mental health conditions. Another example is employment discrimination. Public stigma affects employment opportunities. Employers may hesitate to hire someone with a history of mental illness due to the misconception about their abilities or reliability. Individuals may face discrimination during job interviews or promotions based on their mental health status. Self-stigma, internalized shame. Self-stigma occurs when individuals with mental illness internalize negative beliefs about themselves. They may feel ashamed, inadequate, or unworthy due to their condition. So an example of self-stigma would be reluctance to seek treatment. It can prevent people from seeking professional help. They may fear judgment from friends, family, or colleagues, and this reluctance can lead to delayed treatment, exacerbating their symptoms and affecting their overall well-being. Structural stigma, an example, would be funding disparities. Structural stigma manifests in policies and funding allocation. Mental health research often receives less funding compared to physical health research. And as a result, advancements in understanding mental illnesses and developing effective treatments may be slower. Also, limited access to services. Structural stigma leads to disparities in mental health services. Some communities have fewer mental health clinics, professionals, and resources. People in rural areas or marginalized communities may struggle to access timely and quality mental health care. Addressing stigma requires efforts at both the individual and systemic levels. By challenging the stereotypes, promoting understanding, and advocating for policy changes, We can create more compassionate and supportive environments for everyone affected by mental health conditions. We're going to look a little bit more into the intricate relationship between physical health and mental health and the role that they play in overcoming stigma. Physical health and mental health are closely intertwined. Research has consistently shown that these two domains significantly influence each other. Here's some key points. Bidirectional influence. Physical health problems can indeed affect mental health and vice versa. For example, chronic physical conditions like diabetes, heart disease, or chronic pain can lead to anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges. Conversely, mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety can affect physical health by altering behaviors, for example, poor diet or lack of exercise, or weakening the immune system. Number two is shared biological mechanisms. Both physical and mental health share common biological pathways. Chronic inflammation, stress hormones like cortisol, and neurotransmitters such as serotonin play a role in both physical and mental well-being. For instance, chronic stress can lead to inflammation, which contributes to various physical health conditions and worsens mental health symptoms. Nearly 1 in 3 people with a long-term physical health condition also experience a mental health problem, most commonly depression or anxiety. Individuals with chronic physical conditions are at higher risk of developing mental health issues, and those with mental health conditions are more susceptible to physical health problems. Stigma, prejudice, and discrimination against people with mental illness persist as significant challenges. Public stigma involves negative attitudes held by others about mental illness, while self-stigma refers to internalized shame and negative beliefs that individuals with mental health conditions may harbor about themselves. And structural stigma involves systemic policies that unintentionally limit opportunities for people with mental illness. We're going to discuss overcoming the stigma, the role of physical and mental health. With stigma and mental illness, the stigma, prejudice, and discrimination against people with mental illness can persist as significant challenges. As we talked about earlier, public stigma involves the negative attitudes held by others towards mental illness, while self-stigma refers to internalized shame and negative beliefs that individuals with mental health conditions may harbor about themselves. And structural stigma involves systemic policies that unintentionally limit opportunities for people with mental illness. Stigma not only directly affects individuals with mental illnesses, but also their loved ones. It can lead to social exclusion, discrimination in employment, housing, and healthcare, and hinder access to mental health services. Stigma is especially pronounced in diverse racial and ethnic communities, where cultural values and distrust of the mental health care system can act as barriers to seeking help. Nearly 9 out of 10 people with mental health problems feel that stigma and discriminatory negative impact on their lives. A 2022 national poll found that mental health stigma remains a major workplace challenge, with only 48% of workers feeling they can discuss mental health openly with their supervisors. Raising awareness about the effects of relationships on well-being is crucial. Strengthening social bonds can significantly improve mental and physical health outcomes. Public health campaigns should also address loneliness, social isolation, and the importance of supportive relationships. Early intervention to address social isolation can yield better results. Recognizing that interconnectedness of the physical and mental health is essential for overcoming stigma. By promoting understanding, empathy, and supportive environments, we can create a society that values both aspects of health and fosters collective well-being. As we've talked about the impacts of stigma, stigma can often discourage individuals from seeking help. Fear of being treated differently or losing jobs and livelihoods leads many to avoid or delay seeking treatment. People with mental illness are marginalized and discriminated against, affecting their overall well-being and quality of life. Stigma can vary across cultures. For instance, some Asian cultures think that seeking professional help for mental illness may conflict with cultural values related to family strength and emotional restraint. Distrust of the mental health care system can also be a barrier in certain communities, such as the African American community. Addressing stigma involves education and awareness. Accurate information about mental health can combat stigma. Public campaigns, media portrayals, and educational programs can help dispel myths and promote understanding. Encouraging open conversations and sharing personal stories reduces the stereotypes and fosters empathy. Creating inclusive environments where people feel accepted regardless of their mental health status is essential. And advocacy for policy changes that reduce structural stigma, increase funding, and improve access to mental health services is crucial. really addressing that stigma surrounding mental illness requires a collective effort from individuals, communities, and institutions. Promoting that understanding and empathy and inclusivity can create a more compassionate and supportive society for everyone. The media plays a big impact on mental health stigma. It's really significant and multifaceted. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. In the media, stigmatization, it creates those negative stereotypes. Media portrayals of mental illness often skew towards stigmatization or trivialization. Certain mental health conditions, as we've talked about schizophrenia, are depicted as so disruptive that people with those conditions must be isolated from society. Media accounts tend to focus on the individual with mental illness rather than framing mental illness as a societal issue. Consequently, media consumers are more likely to blame an individual for their illness. Also, people with mental illness can suffer from overgeneralization in media portrayals, where their experiences are generalized to all individuals with similar conditions. Media portrayals can contribute to self-stigma, which refers to the feelings of internalized shame, negative beliefs, and negative attitudes that people have about their own mental health condition. We also find that reduced self-help seeking stigma reduces the likelihood that a person will seek help, receive adequate care, or adhere to their treatment plan. And stigma denies full societal acceptance to individuals considered as others, affecting their overall well-being and quality of life. Social media platforms allow individuals with mental health problems to share their experiences, challenge the stigma, and bring personal narratives into the public domain. And while pop culture representations have improved, more work is needed to destigmatize psychological conditions in all populations and showcase healthy ways to seek help. Media can play a crucial role in shaping public perceptions of mental health, and by promoting accurate portrayals, challenging the stereotypes, and fostering empathy, we can really help reduce that stigma and create a more compassionate society. Let's look at some really successful anti-stigma campaigns related to mental health. One is called Time to Change. Time to Change is a 15-year-long anti-stigma campaign in England. This campaign was founded by two charities, Rethink Mental Illness and Mind, and their objective is aimed to challenge negative attitudes around mental health and transform public perceptions. They developed a groundbreaking social contact program, encouraging people to share their experiences and convey the message that it's okay to not be okay. Tailored programs in schools, workplaces, and communities have inspired many organizations to actively address mental health stigma. It's contributed to an attitude change on a wide scale, making it more acceptable to openly discuss mental health. Time to Change significantly influenced public discourse and has empowered individuals to speak openly about their mental health challenges. Another campaign is #DoYourShare. The Mental Health Stigma Reduction Campaign is by the Pan American Health Organization. The objective is to combat stigma related to mental health globally. Its message encourages everyone to do their part in supporting mental health and reducing discrimination. The impact aims to create a more compassionate and understanding society for people living with mental health conditions. Some anti-stigma campaigns have prioritized a service agenda, often included by mental health professionals and the pharmaceutical industry. While promoting services is essential, campaigns should also focus on changing attitudes and reducing stereotypes associated with mental health. These campaigns have made significant strides in reducing mental health stigma, fostering empathy, and promoting open conversations. Mental Health Awareness Month has served as a reminder of the importance of prioritizing mental health in our society, and the current statistics surrounding mental health highlight the urgent need for increased awareness, understanding, and support. As we spoke about throughout, by fostering a compassionate, inclusive environment, we can help to break that stigma, promote early intervention, and work towards a collective well-being where mental health is valued and respected. Never underestimate the power of empathy and understanding in dismantling the stigma around mental illness. It's time to rewrite the narrative around mental illness and replace judgment with compassion. Let us join hands to create a society where everyone can thrive mentally, emotionally, and physically. Thank you so much for tuning into the CoreCast. Remember, mental health matters, and each of us plays a vital role in creating a compassionate and supportive world. Tune in next week for another great episode. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and spread the message. And if you're wanting to show your support for the show, be sure to click the link in the description so you can make a donation to help us with our behind-the-scenes production work. Until next time, take care, and be kind to yourself. Let's continue promoting mental health awareness, a path towards collective well-being.